Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Spirit Travels Radio. I'm Karen Miles, and this evening we have Maria of Afterlife Investigations in New York coming on to join us. Tell you a little bit about Maria. She and I have worked together before. She's actually part of my sister group that's in New York. So let's welcome Maria on, and everybody sit back and enjoy. Maria?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, how's the weather?
The weather's cold, very cold down here right now. I think we're going to get snow.
Oh, we already got it, so you can have it.
Oh, I really don't want it.
But anyway, so how have you been?
Doing pretty good, and been anticipating this show because I know this is your first time on air, so everybody, be gentle, please.
Very gentle.
Well, we start out with you telling us a little bit about you and your team.
Okay. Well, I met Joe Patterson, who is the founder of Afterlife Kentucky, a couple years ago, and we got talking about doing a group up here because I actually just left another one that I was with, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and he was open to the idea of continuing the Afterlife name. So we went ahead and formed the chapter up here about 2.5 years ago. And we've been doing investigations around the Hudson Valley, some really good locations. We've done some private residences and stuff. And I actually have been doing paranormal workshops around the area, too, in different locations. And what I do is a 3-hour lecture on basically the fundamentals of paranormal investigating, how to get started, and stuff like that. And at the end, we do a one-hour mini investigation of the location that we're at. So, you know, people get to utilize what they've learned throughout the class and stuff. So those are going pretty good. Those are good. I've been getting a lot of requests for more, so I'm, you know, looking at a couple more locations.
Great. What is some of your most interesting locations that you've done so far?
You would know this one too, Old South Pittsburgh Hospital in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. That probably by far is one of my most interesting investigations.
I agree. I do believe somebody had an issue where they blow up their mattress where something continued to push on that mattress.
That would be me. Yeah, I don't really quite know how to explain it. I was in the room laying down on the blow-up mattress, and it was fully inflated. A friend of mine who came with me was, because it was like a big queen-size thing, you know, sleeping on the other side of it, and all of a sudden it felt like literally somebody was pulling up on the one side of it, trying to chuck me off the bed or chuck us off the blow-up mattress. And I really kind of, I was like, wow, really? And, yeah, that's very interesting. And when we first got there, him and I, we were doing some exploring before the rest of you guys got there. And I actually caught a picture over my shoulder that's on the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital website of this black shadow just basically lurking behind me. And, it was up on the third floor. There was no light from anywhere, no way for a shadow to be created, basically. So they have that up.
See, I wasn't aware of that photo. I'll have to go and check that out after the show.
And yeah, definitely.
Old South Pittsburgh is a very, very good location. I love it. I've been there 3 times, planning on going back sometime this year. So that's an option for you if you want to come down, of course, and join us for that. But
you know I'm ready.
Oh, I know. No, South Pittsburgh, you know, I mean, there's a lot of history behind it. I believe that hospital was built in the early 1940s, if I'm not mistaken. You know, and then so it's had a lot of stuff that's happened there. Of course, being a hospital, many deaths, many tragic deaths have happened there. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I would recommend anybody checking that place out.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, and for anybody that doesn't know it or even knows some of the television shows, if anybody's heard of Paranormal Challenge, that's hosted by Zach from Ghost Adventures, they actually did one of their episode challenges at the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital. So,
mm-hmm. Which was fabulous. I watched it. I actually was watching one that they did last night at Mansfield, and I want to go so bad.
Yeah, that's on my list, too. We'll have to go there, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, if everything goes, I get to go. We'll be able to go in May. So if you're up for that, you're more than welcome to come.
Oh, you know I am. You don't have to ask twice. Just tell me when.
Okay. Well, I know that there's a lot of things that are going on, some stuff that's being planned. Do you want to discuss that?
Well, we're actually, for anybody that doesn't really know where I am, I'm located in the Hudson Valley in New York. And one of the things that this area has never really seen is a convention, a paranormal convention. So we are actually, the Afterlife team is putting that together. We are shooting actually for the weekend of October 5th. And we have a few people lined up already. Don't really want to say who yet, because until the date actually gets solidified, you know, for sure. But we're definitely shooting for the weekend of the 5th. Again, that's actually based around something else that I may have going on at that time. So it's hard to say right now, but that's what we're looking for. So we're kind of going either the first weekend in October or one of the last 2 weekends of September. And again, Karen's helping me, you know, put that together. So we've been working diligently on that, and we hope that people in the area and even outside the area will come and enjoy it. It's going to be, you know, we're going to have speakers and lecturers and investigations and meet and greets and gallery readings with psychics. And, you know, if anybody is interested in doing a vendor booth, you can most certainly contact me. The email is actually afterlifeinvestigationsofny, all one word, I know it's really long, at yahoo.com. Or you can get in touch with me over the phone, 845-554-2602, and be more than happy to talk to you if, you know, somebody wants to be involved in that. We will get a website up and get that advertised, you know, once we have a more solid lineup and stuff. But it's starting to come together really good, at least I would think so. What about you, Karen?
I agree. I think we're starting to get some really good people that are going to come in and be there and join us for this. So, you know, it's a definite, you're going to want to come. Once we put the names up of those that are going to be there, you definitely want to come.
Yes, yeah, we definitely have
top of the line, yeah, that you want to be there to see it.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, keep your eyes out. I have a Facebook page. If you just look up Afterlife Investigations of New York, it'll be, everything will be updated there. I'm still getting the group's actual website tweaked, so that'll be up and running soon, so details will be on there. And like I said, you can email me on Facebook or my regular email or even call or text if you want, you know, additional info on anything, so...
Exactly. And then we also have some other stuff that's coming up that we really can't talk about other than the fact that there are contracts involved. And once everything's done, then Marie and I both will come back on and announce that to the listeners. So we're very excited. This year's got a lot in store for her team plus my own team as well. And it's exciting. I mean, it's a very exciting time for us.
Yeah, and I actually am working on the book, so hopefully that'll be out this year. I'm kind of incorporating my workshop into a book, which right now it's tentatively titled Fundamentals of Paranormal Investigating, and, you know, again, it's just the how-to and stuff. So, you know, there's no certificates to be earned at the end of it or anything like that. It's just a good tool for beginners to use on what to look for and how to do things. So that should hopefully be out by the end of the year, keeping our fingers crossed.
Good. You know, I'll be looking forward to it, and I know it's going to be a good book. I have no doubt in that because I've seen you work, so I know.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's see, what was I going to ask you? My question just flew right out of the top of my head. what about investigations up there in New York? I know there's one that stands out to me because that was the one place I was invited up to, and I absolutely love it. But
the Shanley?
Shanley.
Yeah, we've been to the Shanley Hotel. We've actually investigated that as a team, and we also had an event there, which that's what you were up for.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good place. I recommend that place to anybody that wants to come up into the area, or even local people. If, you know, you're looking for something to do, it's a bed and breakfast, so sleep there overnight. You know, Sal, the owner, he's actually really friendly and personable. I really enjoy working with him. So,
yes,
the website, I think, is shanleyhotel.com or theshanleyhotel.com. I don't have it in front of me off the top of my head, but one of those two.
I believe it's theshanleyhotel.com, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, probably. It could be. I can't remember.
I do want to say this. If you go and spend the night at the Shanley, be sure you have someone staying with you in your room with you. Do not do it alone.
Yeah, don't be like Karen. Just, oh, hey, I'm going to sleep here tonight because you probably won't get much sleep.
No. Well, remember, I woke everybody up screaming. Or at least I think that's what it was.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, boy. Yeah, that was a good one. We've been to, you know, the Patchett House and Magiera's and, you know, some of that. So,
I would like to know about the island. You went out onto an island. There was a location out there. And I can't remember if it was like a old castle type building or what it was.
Oh,
the picture
well,
was just amazing.
It's actually Bannerman's Castle, well, Bannerman's Island, out in the middle of the Hudson River. And what they do, actually, is there's a group, Bannerman Castle Trust, and what they do is they have permission from the state to actually do tours out there. So people can come out on the boat. There's a boat called the Polypel that comes out. And it's about an hour and a half walking tour. And what we do is we actually go around the island and give them a history on everything from, you know, the inception of the island and who owned it prior to when Mr. Bannerman bought it and moved his arsenal and everything over there, and talks about his family and everything and the demise and pretty much how it ends up being where it is now. So, you know, anybody that lives in the Hudson Valley has probably heard of it. If they pass by it on the train, you can see it from the train. It's a really good, you know, fun educational thing, and it's really pretty out there. And, you know, looking at pictures of it when it was back in its heyday, it's, you know, just beautiful, very beautiful. And it's really a shame that it got to where it is now, but... You know, stuff like that happens. But if anybody, you know, ever wants to go take a tour out there, there's a Facebook page for Bannerman Castle. You can take a look at that. There's always new pictures coming up and everything. And then the website for it, oh, God, and I'm probably going to be shot if I don't get this right. oh, geez, I want to say it's Bannerman Castle. I have to look it up. I'm going to be shot by these people when they know that I don't remember the website off the top of my head.
Well, maybe they just Google Bannerman Castle or Bannerman Island.
Yeah, exactly, and you'll get the website, and that has all the info on it. So if anybody is interested in taking a tour, it's actually bannermancastle.org. There we go. And it has all the info. The tours usually run from the first weekend in May to the last weekend in October. We're out there, rain or shine, for the most part. So we'll see if I'm around at all this year to be a tour guide again. But I enjoyed it very much last year. Met a whole bunch of new people and new friends, and it was just nice being able to give people insight on the history of it.
Oh, cool. Well, I would definitely recommend people go and check that out. You know, and it is a pity that it's gotten to what it is now. You know, it would have been nice had they been able to save the whole building so people could see what it actually looked like at the time when it was first built. You know, and it's sad that they let a lot of our historical sites get like this. You know, it's because people don't really think about the damage it does, not only historically, but, you know, to the homes and the land that they've set on. You know,
yeah.
And it kind of takes from it, and it's terrible.
Yeah, it's very sad. There's actually one of the best books that I've seen on it. It's actually written by Tom Johnson and Wes and Barbara Gottlock, and they're all part of the Bannerman Castle Trust, and it's from Images of America, and it's not a reading book, really. It's a book full of pictures from when it was being built to what it looks like now, and each picture has a caption, and it's just, it's so fascinating to see everything through the pictures. It basically tells the story through the pictures and the captions. So if anybody is interested in a book like that, if you Google like Images of America and then go to the website and go to Bannerman Castle, the book will pop up and stuff. It's a very fascinating book. And they actually, last year, they just stabilized the actual residence where the Bannermans used to live. So that's stable now. They put a floor in there because it used to be a two-story, but the floor itself had crumbled. They put a floor in there with stairs. They put a new roof on, and they just stabilized the whole structure. So we'll see what they have planned for, you know, use of that in the future.
Well, it would definitely be interesting to find out what they're going to do with it. Now, is there any certain locations in particular that you have not been to that you want to go to?
In New York or in general?
Just in general.
Well, you meant, we were talking about it the other day, but definitely Mansfield Reformatory. That place looks like it's got a lot of really good activity. Would love to get in there.
That
was definitely on my list. Yeah.
Yeah, it's on my list too.
Yeah, I think we were just talking about that one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mansfield, I've talked to you so many times in the last couple of days, I can't remember what we talked about and when.
Oh, God. We've had a lot to talk about.
Yes.
But, you know, Mansfield, from what I've seen, I mean, I watched it. Zach was there. They'd done a show and was there last night. Well, it was aired last night. But, you know, it seemed really interesting. You know, and I was like, oh, this is just awesome. You know, the more I see, the more I want to go. And, of course, you know, I think Waverly was one of those locations we talked about, too.
Yeah, and then they have Rolling Hills, which is up in East Bethany, New York, which is another place I want to get to.
Sorry about that. I had to sit away from the phone for just a moment.
I'm like, I was supposed to keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking.
Oh, gosh.
I tell you, it's been one of those weeks. It really has. You know, you think you're going to sit down and everything's going to go well, and you know, then something happens. But that's radio. It never fails. Something's always going on when it comes to radio. But what I wanted to say about Mansfield was when they were down in, I forget which cell, I think it was cell block D, I believe. That would be the actual place I would want to go, straight to it, because the activity was just off the wall.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, what are your thoughts on, I know you mentioned the no certification with the fact that you were the book, and I agree with you about no certification for paranormal investigators. I can understand classes and teaching, but certification is completely, totally different. What are your thoughts on someone that says that they are a certified paranormal investigator or a certified ghost hunter?
I hate to say it, but I chuckle a little bit. One of the big things about the paranormal field is that it's not scientifically proven. You could know as much as you could possibly know, but there's still no expert in it. I mean, to me, a certificate saying that you are something, you know, comes with a college degree that's, you know, a proven field, whether it's medicine or law or something like that. I mean, I understand that, you know, you go through a class and you kind of get the know-how, but trust me, if I had a location that was haunted and somebody came to me and hands me a certificate and says, I want to investigate, look, I'm certified, I'd be like, you're certified, but, you know, just not in ghost hunting. And I know that there's people that do give out the certificates. I just don't feel that it's necessary. It's for people to gain knowledge of something that they don't really know much about. You know, I just help them get the fundamentals going and give them the tools to use to get out there and, you know, maybe join a team or, you know, start their own and stuff like that. But I really don't feel that a certificate is necessary for something in this field that's not scientifically proven yet.
Exactly. I absolutely agree with that because, you know, just because you go and take that class and you're given a piece of paper that says that you're certified, it may be more or less you were certified with some knowledge towards the field. But being out there and doing it and experiencing it is complete, total different situation because what you may learn in the class, you take that with you and go out and put it towards what you're doing, doesn't mean
yeah.
that it's going to work for you when you get out there. I mean, we're
exactly.
learning to do every day.
Yeah, every day. We learn several new things every single day, you know, it's just,
mm-hmm.
you know, but for somebody like me who's passionate about it, I love learning those new things every day. And
mm-hmm.
I like the idea of paranormal unity. And unfortunately, there's not a lot of it in the field.
Yeah.
There's not enough of it, I should say.
You know,
we should all be... Yeah, we should all be learning from one another because nobody knows everything that there is to know about it.
Exactly. And there's no experts in the field. Even those that have been in this field for years and years and years will tell you they are not an expert because they know that there's stuff out there that they've not learned yet. You know, there's stuff out there that I've not learned, you've not learned. You know, it's just, it's the point of learning together, but then at the same time, there may be another team that knows a technique that you don't know about, which could be beneficial to you, and you may know something that might be beneficial to them, and it's just the point of sharing that knowledge with each other.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you're not going to get ahead the less you know. That, you know, that's for sure.
Exactly.
I mean, that's why I'm open to investigations with other teams, and, you know, I've worked with other teams, and I even bring, if I do an investigation and I may need an extra person, I actually will even bring in somebody that is interested in the field but has never done it before, just, you know, to have that second person there, because one of my things is don't go anywhere by yourself, it's dangerous, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives them a chance and, you know, to kind of witness it hands-on and see if it's something that they like to do.
Exactly. Well, I hate to cut it short, but we are at 2 minutes and 20 seconds left in the show. Do you want to put your websites out there, and then we'll tell everybody good evening?
Say that again.
I said we only have just 2 minutes left of the show. So if you want to put your websites back out one more time, then we will call it a night, and we'll do another show at another date because this has been fun. We'll just have to do more than 30 minutes next time.
Yes, and hopefully we'll have more to talk about next time.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you can find the group on Facebook under Afterlife Investigations of New York. So if you're listening and you want updates on everything that we have going on, just go and like the page. And once we get the actual group website up, and well, it's up, but it's just not open to the public yet. Once I get that tweaked, that'll actually be on there. And you can email me at afterlifeinvestigationsofny@yahoo.com. And again, if you want information on the convention that we're putting together this fall, email me, or you can always call or text at 845-554-2602.
Okay. Well, that sounds great, and thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Karen.
Oh, you're welcome, and I shall chat with you after the show.
All right.
All right, have
bye-bye.
A good night, guys, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Travels Radio. See you next
bye-bye.
Time. Bye-bye.